Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour two, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. You can get in touch, 617-779-7937. It is a Tier Tuesday. We're going to tier off all the teams throughout the NFL. The best, the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Where do the Patriots fit in?
The frisky ones.
We'll do that coming up at 11:30. We also have Tom E. Curran of NBC Sports Boston on a Tommy Tuesday at high noon. Plus a Key for Madness for you at 12:45. So stay tuned for all of it. We discussed off the top any lessons from the Bengals and Joe Burrow, this week's opponent. How do you protect Drake May, which the Bengals have not done? Pats already seem well situated to do that. Who would you start your franchise with, Burrow or May? Both of us went with Drake May. You can weigh in on that on the phones. Plus, we also got into the Bruins in that first hour. We should get to Monday Night Football last night, Keith.
Yeah.
And I think there's a good amount to get into Patriots related to that game. You heard the safety sandwiched in there with Ashton Jeanty, who was just brutal.
Yeah, how'd he do?
Not well.
Wow.
Well,
what happened to this guy?
Pretty good in the passing game.
He was
racking up catches.
He had six catches for how many yards?
Six for 27.
Yeah, no, he was terrible.
On eight targets. Yeah. He was racking. I was sweating up every single one of those, or sweating out every single one of those catches in fantasy last night.
Six nice carries, also for seven total yards.
6-7. Yeah. Is what he did there. Six catches for 7 yards.
He somehow had
a long of 11.
Correct.
How'd he do that?
Well, a lot of tackle behind the line.
Including the safety.
Yeah, the safety didn't help him out.
I think he gets hit the fastest in football. Like, the offensive line's so bad.
Yeah, but still, I mean, some of that's got to be on him.
But
like,
they
did a good job highlighting on the safety. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
But, like, fine, they're breaking through and they're in the backfield. It's the Cowboys' defense, number one. Everybody runs on
blows.
Well, they got Quinnen Williams.
And number two.
They do got Quinnen Williams.
He stopped. I forget if it was Buck or Aikman. I think it was Buck who said this. They're like, well, he just stopped when he got the handoff.
And he's now, like,
there were guys all around
him.
But he just stopped. Like, you got to keep churning your legs and get out of the end zone, you moron.
That was a tough go.
So that's who I wanted to pick number four. A lot of Patriots fans and the Patriots themselves wound up taking Will Campbell. A lot of fans wanted Will Campbell. It's looking like the Patriots nailed that one 100%. Plus, they even got a running back in round two. So we can get into that. We should also get into, like, a big picture look at Tom Brady's Raiders.
There's a lot here, yeah.
Brady was in the building last night. He was not on headset.
No,
he learned
wasn't
his lesson
plays.
From that, Keith.
That's good.
But he was in the building. They were showing him pregame, walking into the building. They were showing him chatting it up on the sidelines, which is what you should be doing. Florio highlighted this today. You shouldn't be on a headset
right. And
then calling games the following week. You want to show up and hobnob, go for it. That's what you should be doing. I wanted Tom Brady back here as a part owner of the Patriots. I thought it would look good for the organization. I thought it was selfish of the Krafts to shut him out and go with, you know, sovereign wealth money potentially somewhere down the line or bringing in other minority investors as opposed to bringing in someone like Tom Brady who is now with the Raiders. I thought that was gross. It's not going well for Tom Brady and his Raiders,
terribly.
Keith. And trust me, if they were good, I'd be giving him a lot of credit. So I think it's fair to give him some blame for where they're at 2-8. Handpicked Geno Smith at quarterback. Like, it's a mess.
Yeah, it's funny. The Raiders are kind of similar to the Patriots last year where they win the first game of the season. And it happened to be against the Patriots this year. But the Raiders win game one, just like the Patriots won game one under Mayo. And they're playing the Bengals and like they're playing them this week. So a lot of similarities. But then the wheels fall off. It's like that was the highlight of the season was week one. And then the team is a disaster afterwards. They're now 2-8. And if you look at it, and I think Brady did have a big say in a lot of the thing. I'm not saying he's the be-all, end-all. He's not the, like, only owner. He has, like, a small stake in it. But he's the biggest name, the biggest face, all that stuff.
And does Mark Davis has got to be swayed when Tom Brady says something?
I would imagine
imagine he you know, is listening to Brady and is probably influenced by Brady.
But I would say the three biggest decisions the Raiders had to make this offseason, they got them all wrong and to varying degrees. So they had to get a head coach. They brought back Pete Carroll, the oldest head coach in the league, hasn't been in the NFL the last couple of years, and obviously it's gone poorly. They have to bring in a quarterback. They bring in Geno Smith, also has gone poorly. And then with the number four pick, I'm not saying he's a bust of a player, right? But picking a running back at number four, you need the Saquon Barkley, Ezekiel Elliott type impact.
Pat's would have taken him before. He went at, whatever, five or six.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking four. Right. So, but your top 10 pick, your first pick as, you know, new coach, new quarterback, new kind of co-owner, that's going to be one of the faces of your franchise. And I'm not opposed to it. I liked Ashton Jeanty a lot, too. But you saw the impact that some of these other running backs had immediately when they stepped onto the field. You're not really seeing that with Jeanty. And so everything they've done has been a mistake to the point where you're like, man, they might have a new coach quarterback next year. Like, that might be a one and done for Pete Carroll and Geno Smith.
So I probably give Brady or cut Brady the most slack on Jeanty. Like, I don't know how much he was telling him to pick anyone. I mean, I'm sure he had a say.
Yeah.
But I bet that's one that, and this is just a guess, I bet Brady was less hands-on with that than he was the coach and the quarterback.
Oh, yeah, like definitely.
I think Brady was probably very hands-on in that situation. And those are a mess. I mean, Pete Carroll's the oldest head coach in the history of the league.
Yeah.
They have two wins. They are horrible.
But that was just so short-sighted to me. I didn't really understand Pete Carroll and even Chip Kelly. Love Chip Kelly, New Hampshire guy, but that's your coaching staff? What's the show? How long is that going to last?
I just thought,
even if it worked, how long is it going
to last? Here's what I thought they were trying to do with it, and obviously it's not working. What I thought they were trying to do was just get it to respectability and get it on the rails for like a couple of years.
Yes.
And then you can hire a younger coach
then
or
you
hire
to
the next
start
thing.
Over, don't you? Like,
yeah, but at least maybe you've built up your program, which Pete Carroll did in Seattle. Like, that was a good program that he built in Seattle, not just a team that, you know, won a Super Bowl and got to another Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But that was a talented roster that he had a lot of say in. I thought that was some of what they were trying to do. Obviously, it's not working. Good text here. 617-779-7937. Guys, one season in, Brady's on pace to beat out MJ as a worse owner. I mean, you can say he inherited a bad situation if you want to cut Brady some slack, and I guess he did. I mean, the Raiders were a four-win team last year. They're trending to be worse.
Yeah.
They're trending to be worse, and they had a high pick, and they brought in what you thought was going to be some talent. They kept Max Crosby. They handpicked their quarterback, new head coach, and they're worse. Like, you can't let Brady skate on that.
No, you can't. And bringing up Jordan is good, because just because you are the greatest ever to play a sport doesn't mean you're necessarily going to be the greatest ever to either own the team, you know, play GM in certain parts. I mean, we've seen it firsthand with Brady. Doesn't mean you're the best, you know, like calling a game. Like, you are the greatest quarterback of all time. Doesn't mean it translates to every other aspect of football. And we've seen that with other GMs in all sports, like these former great players, or when they try to become coaches or whatever else, it's a little bit different. And so, yeah, these big swings that they took. And I don't even know, like, even in the moment, you were like, oh, that's definitely going to work. Like, that was sort of like a little bit of a head scratcher to me to bring in Pete Carroll and even Geno Smith. Geno Smith, I think Brady and the Raiders were probably thinking, all right, here's at least a high floor, right? Like, he turned his career around in Seattle. We're not going to have to trot out. Who did they even have the last few years? I guess they had Derek Carr until he crapped the bed. And then I don't even remember who they went with.
Yeah, who was it after Carr last year? Was it just
Matt McGloin?
O'Connell and guys like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, maybe it might have been guys like that. So it's like,
oh, Minshew? Was Minshew there for a little bit?
Oh, maybe the Shoe got a few of those games. But
I can't hate on that. I like me some Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, it was Aiden O'Connell 2 years ago got the most starts. And, yeah, Gardner Minshew last year. So, like, I guess Geno Smith raises the floor there. But I don't know. It seems like you're going to be resetting things here sooner rather than later with the Raiders.
Text line, guys, how do you know that Brady didn't say, let's build a tanking team? How do we know every move wasn't to try and get a high pick? I mean, I guess they could be doing that. That's not the impression I got.
I don't think Geno Smith and Pete Carroll are the tanking move.
Thank you. Right.
I think you go like rookie head coach, and then you even tell them about it. So, like, when the Sixers brought in Brett Brown, like, listen.
Guys.
We're losing a lot of games.
We are going with youth. We're emphasizing youth.
You
we're playing every
you.
Young player.
Yeah. Or start a rookie or something like that.
You don't go sign Geno Smith. You don't bring in Pete Carroll if you're trying to tank. Why does Pete Carroll why is Pete Carroll bothering to go along with the tank? Yeah. I wouldn't think. I mean, I guess if he's out of football and he can collect a check,
Geno
I guess
Smith
you can make an argument.
Was on Seattle in 2024. They went 10-7. So you're not bringing him in and paying him money to tank.
People are saying Brady's 6% ownership, not as influential as you make it out to be. I disagree.
I just think the personality, I think because of, it's not like he's 6%.
He was on a headset earlier this year in the middle of a game. I think he's way more influential than any other minority owner.
Well, I think not only that, because of who he is, it's also because who the majority owner is. It's one thing if Brady, and not that he would allow this to happen, but say he was like part owner of like the Cowboys. Jerry Jones thinks he's bigger than Tom Brady. Jerry Jones wouldn't listen to him. I'm pretty sure Mark Davis 100% is listening to Brady. It's probably also why he cut him a deal.
Right.
There's no way he had to spend as much as he really should have to own as much as he does.
Yeah, all I know, if the Raiders were sitting here at 8-2 instead of 2-8, I personally would be giving Brady a lot of credit. So I think it's fair to say, what the hell was he recommending to Mark Davis with Geno Smith and Pete Carroll and whatever else? Maybe he was recommending Ashton
Gentry. Yeah, it's been bad.
For all I know. They have the third worst scoring differential in the league. Only teams worse are Tennessee and the Cincinnati Bengals, who you get this weekend.
Nice.
Those are the only teams with worse scoring differentials. Yeah. So it's gone very poorly there for Tom Brady to this point.
Well, it's funny, too, that because when people point out the Patriots' schedule and how awful the schedule is, like part of it is the Raiders who are on there at 2-8 because they just add up the wins and losses and then here's the winning percentage. Like, but they lost to that team. Yeah, like, week one.
How did they lose in retrospect? How did that happen? They were at home.
I think it's
the same trash-ass Raiders team.
It's week one. Like, it's how did Mayo beat the Bengals last year? You know, the Bengals, as bad as a slow start they got,
they're
ready
to run through a wall for Pete?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't know.
That is what it was. I mean, look, the Bengals are just a historically slow starting team. It's another knock on Burrow when we were comparing May and Burrow. But they're just, they start slow every year. Ironically, outside of this year, they won their first two games and Burrow got hurt.
Yeah.
But so they're slow starters and the Pats were ready to run through a wall for Mayo. Say what you want about the guy, but they started the year on time.
Yeah.
Maybe that is what happened with the Raiders in week one.
Geno Smith threw the ball all over the place. Yeah, I don't know what it was.
How'd you lose to that team? It's a
great
question.
Brock Bowers was healthy.
Had a good game.
He was playing last night. They got smoked.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was low scoring. The Patriots only scored 13 points in that game. Drake May touchdown pass to Pop Douglas. Remember that was the game Pop Douglas finished with negative receiving yards but had a touchdown?
text line is saying Pete Carroll is Bobby Valentine. I don't think that. Although I haven't been following everything going on there. I mean, is he a complete clown like Bobby Valentine? I don't think so. He's old and he probably should have stayed out of the league.
No, but,
is he a clown like Bobby Valentine?
Yeah,
he's not.
But Valentine also replaced Francona. And so that was like a whole, like they really wanted to change things. Last year they had Antonio Pierce for like, he'd only coached, what, a year and a half because he took over for McDaniels. So they went for Pierce. No, I think it is what you said. It just didn't work. Like they were like, hey, let's just be respectable. Let's even shoot for like 500. We're in a good division. Let's just do that.
I think that's 100% what they tried to do. It did not work. Yeah, and my guess is Brady was behind all of that. He's like, hey, go get Geno. You can win games with Geno. Go get Pete Carroll. He's won a Super Bowl. He's a good coach.
They're worse than they were last year.
My guess is Brady's behind all that. I don't know about Genty, and I don't mean to let him off the hook for that. I just don't know.
Right.
But I bet he's behind the quarterback and the coach, and that's been a wild, wild miss.
Do you think either are back next year? Pete
Geno,
and Geno?
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Pete? No.
Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, you don't. I mean, on one hand, I don't think they want to like embarrass him.
How many coaches is Mark Davis paying?
Oh, that's a good point.
No,
yeah, maybe they can't.
No, but I mean, in fairness, that has it. You'd think it'd be an impediment for him. He keeps firing coaches. People are like, he's still paying Gruden. He can't fire Antonio Pierce or whatever. Wrong.
Yeah.
He can't fire Josh McDaniels. Now he's paying Gruden. He's paying McDaniels. He's probably paying Pierce. He's going to be paying this guy. Like, at some point, I think that
Gruden,
money's going to run out.
Pierce. Yeah, that's true.
Like, how many coaches
are
paying? Well,
I mean, people said at the time McDaniels coached deep into the second season because of that very reason.
So, if you're asking me, I bet Carroll's back.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody feels
back,
good about it. And he's probably right on the hot seat.
Yeah.
No way Geno's back, though.
Although, I mean, I know it's the NFL money, so there's weird stuff, but didn't he get paid a decent amount? Oh, no.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, yeah, I got good money. 2 year, $75 million, 66.5 guaranteed, maximum value 85.5 for Geno Smith.
Not great.
Yikes.
Text line also
they
says
gave up like a decently high pick to get him.
Yeah, so that's why I couldn't remember. Did they trade for him or did they sign him? I actually couldn't remember.
They traded for him.
So how about that? So on top of that, would you draft Ashton Gentry if you were tanking? The person who's saying they should tank. A good point by the text line. You don't draft a ready-made running back in the top 10. You're trying to win games.
Draft Jackson Dart.
So they weren't tanking. They were trying to win games. And then you get to this aspect of it, Keith, which was on full display in my face last night.
Third-round pick for Geno.
There you go.
Gee-a-mitty Christmas.
Ashton Gentry. I mean, if the Patriots took him at 4, what would we be saying? I that's what I wanted them to do.
Yeah.
I liked him. I liked Ty Warren, but I'm not trying to worm out of it. I wanted Gentry. That was my pick at 4.
Well, it depends.
Warren's been fine, but also probably not worth the number 4 pick. Will Campbell's been solid,
yeah,
above average, maybe even better than that, left tackle on a team that's 9-2. I mean, the Patriots nailed that
they got
pick,
it right.
Right?
They got it right, but here's how you would flip it. Like, if they somehow took their second-round pick and either moved up into the first round or at the second round were able to get a left tackle, and I know it wasn't, like, chuck full of left tackles, but it also really depends on who's playing that spot, whether it's a rookie or somebody else, because if it's Vidarian Lowe and you drafted Gentry and he's getting tackled behind the line of scrimmage all the time and Drake May is running for his life, then we look at it like, what a disaster. If you found somebody that was like halfway decent, maybe we wouldn't be talking about it quite as much. But no, it worked out in a way where you might have even gotten a running back, right? These last couple of games, especially 2 games ago, you're like, oh, I see it with Travion Henderson. Like, so, that game's better than probably any game Gentry's had.
This was Nick's point yesterday.
Gentry's had 100-yard game so far.
Yeah, and, I mean, look, he's been a little better in the passing game than I expected in the NFL. Henderson has been, at least entering play yesterday, maybe it shifted quickly last night. I mean, Henderson's been a better receiver, and I don't think he's really shown a ton in the receiving game, and he's been a much better runner this year than Gentry. This is Nick's point yesterday. Let's say they traded back. I wanted them to trade out of 4. And you could still get maybe Gentry or Ty Warren or whatever. Even let's say you traded out and you had to use, whatever, draft capital or somewhat to move around. You wound up getting Campbell and Henderson by staying, not moving back and getting Gentry. You might have got a better running back in the second round and a better player at 4. So that's one that we spent a ton of time talking about in the offseason, not just us, but everyone.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Is Will Campbell the right pick? And other tackles have played well. I guess Membu has played pretty well with the Jets. How would you ever know based on how bad they've been? But I guess he's been pretty good. I'm not telling you Campbell's the only tackle, but compared to the realistic names, like the actual names we discussed broke down, who would you take it for? I don't remember a ton of people saying, go get Armand Membu. I remember I wanted Gentry.
No, it's Campbell, Gentry, Warren, right?
Mason,
who else?
Mason Graham, I think, has been a really impactful player with Cleveland. I know you wanted Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter, that's worked out
who
good.
Who the Jaguars moved up for. Like, yeah, I don't know.
He's been awesome.
Out of the realistic name we spent a lot of time kicking around and debating, the Patriots look like they got the best player.
Yeah, they did. I mean, unless you revisionist history, you trade way down and get like Emeka Abuka, who's been like an awesome rookie you will draft later. But no, again, of the name, and
but
we
no
talked
one was
about,
saying that. No one was like, go. The one receiver people talked about was T-Mac, Tetteroa McMillan.
Yeah.
And he had a monster game on Sunday, but he's been pretty underwhelming. As a rookie, that was the receiver people talked about.
Yeah.
So, you know, Abdul Carter was sat down for the first quarter the other day.
Well, I think he's a half a sack this season.
Yeah. So I think
Darth Vader. He's gonna get back in the tank.
And not to give him an excuse on not racking up sacks. I think he has a ton of pressures. Like I think he's
a lot of pressures.
I think he's been a good rookie.
Big pressure guy.
But he's just getting sat down. So out of all those realistic names, in fact, all the hate it or love it's we did.
I was trying to look those up real quick to see where we landed.
I think we just went through most of them.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Like, and people were pretty split on Will Campbell.
Yeah.
And I think now Patriots fans are like, oh, I guess his arms are fine. Most of you were concerned about his arms, and it was not a unanimous pick. But, okay, I wanted Gentry.
Yep.
I was wrong. And the Patriots were right.
Yeah, no, I know. It takes a big man to admit that.
Thank
you. Know, but
it does. I'm happy you pointed that out.
But, I don't think Genty's a bust, but I just think for where the Patriots were at, and because they tried to get Ronnie Stanley and they couldn't get him, there was no other, like, obvious choice in free agency or in the draft. They stood on the board, took Will Campbell. Mike Vrabel made the comment afterwards because they were like, is this best player available or is it, like, best fit? And he's like, why not both? Right? Like, essentially, is like, you know, sometimes it is. Sometimes the need matches up with the best player, and you might be right.
Text line says you guys hated Henderson at the draft. You liked Henderson a lot, Keith.
So Henderson was the guy going into night two. He was, I think we did a thing there too, where like that was the guy I wanted the most.
I did prefer.
Oh, I see that. Five players. I'm looking up old graphics. Five remaining players we want. This was after round one. Do you want to know who mine were? This is actually pretty good.
Mine was I know I had Burden on the list.
Yours was Luther Burden, Will Johnson.
Ooh, Will Johnson's been good.
Ariante Ursary.
I have no idea how he's been.
Nick, he's been okay.
Yeah.
Nick Amanawori, the safety.
Yep.
Carson Schlesinger.
He's been
really good.
Yeah.
How about my list? Travion Henderson.
Great.
Jalen Noel.
Yeah.
Harold Fannin.
Nice.
Cam Scataboo.
Real nice.
And Jaden Higgins. So the two wideouts have both went to Houston who have, like,
that?
They're okay. But Scataboo and Henderson,
no,
not
you,
bad.
So that's proof that you wanted Henderson. Yes. I prefer Judkins in that backfield.
And all right, here we go.
Judkins has been good, but Judkins wasn't there for you to take. But, no, you liked Henderson.
Top five players we don't want
okay.
in the draft.
Oh, no.
Jones, Will Campbell.
I do remember that one.
Ted nice. McMillan, Mason Graham, Jalen Walker, Shamar Stewart.
Walker's been good, too, right?
Yeah. No, he was not good up until recently. Shamar Stewart, they're trying to run out of Cincy.
Yeah.
Mine was Mason Graham, Ted McMillan, Jalen Walker, Will Johnson, Amarian Hampton. That's who I did not want.
Got it.
Did we do a who we want? Here we go. Five favorite players in the draft.
Nice.
Jones, Luther Burden, yes. Ashton Genty, Ty Warren, Josh Simmons.
Ooh, Warren.
Will Johnson.
Simmons.
Yeah.
What is his deal? He went like
MIA
AWOL
for a month.
But he's been good.
Yeah,
he's been good. What was the other one?
Will Johnson was your fifth.
Will Johnson, good.
My five favorite were Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, Will Campbell, Ashton Genty, Tyler Warren.
Wow, you were that high on Campbell.
Yeah. Well, I think the need, it spoke to me.
Genty was on there?
Genty was four. Yeah.
Tried to sneak that in.
And Warren. Warren.
Okay. Well, there you go. I mean,
that's a good trip back through memory lane.
I think we mostly had who we were in and out of.
Those are the guys. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I certainly wanted Genty over Campbell. And so the Patriots had that right. Never mind getting Henderson on top of it in the second round. You guys can discuss 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with Jones and Keith. A reminder, Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We will get to Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, on a Tom E. Tuesday high noon. Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45. On the way next, tearing off NFL teams, the good, the bad, everybody in between. Where do the Patriots fit in? You'll find out on a Tier Tuesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.